You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you on a Tuesday. Jim and Trent, we say hi as we roll to 5 o'clock today. We have a one-hour show today, and the reason it's Tuesday, and that means that the Hawkeye Huddle will come your way from 5 until 6. However, we have jam-packed this hour, and the reason Alex Halstead from 24/7 Cyclone Alert will join us, the latest on all Iowa State sports. That's coming up at 4:20, and then the dreaded Condon Casino at 4:40. And that reason I say that is because it's a great segment. It really is. You got your, if you haven't heard it, you're going to really enjoy it. And with that, how are you, partner? You doing good today?
I'm doing very well, Jimmy B. Yeah, excited to get the Condon Casino cranked up again. I got an interesting one up the sleeve for today. I need you to be thinking about the NFL, and I got some odds here for you today. First NFL coach to be fired. We're going to go down that road. We're also going to play a few other games here as we'll open up the Condon Casino. And one quick note. So as we all know, people that listen to the show and have heard us for the last couple of years know that I have a little bit of a gambling problem. And I like to fire...
A little bit? God, you're being nice here. Yeah, a little bit.
I got to be a little bit nice to myself sometimes. All right, it's a big problem. All right, get off my case, Britson.
Okay.
Yes, I got a problem. I like to gamble. I like to fire.
Yes.
And so I'm sneaking around today, and I'm taking a look at some numbers, and that's where I came across the numbers for the first coach to be fired this year. And then I started thinking, Saquon Barkley coming to town into Iowa City over the weekend, very good odds. He's one of the front runners, obviously, to win the Heisman Trophy this year. No surprise, just an incredible player, incredible team, and it looks like Penn State is going to be there. But there was a guy I wanted to find. And so I went to my favorite on online casino to see if, well, maybe I can find a little something here for Heisman odds. I wanted Kelly Bryant from Clemson, the Clemson quarterback, who looked good against Louisville. A seamless transition pretty much from what they had with Deshaun Watson right into him. They have about, oh, I'd say 35 guys listed, something in that range, at the book that I was looking at. And no Kelly Bryant. I was incredibly surprised to not see him on. I mean, there's some names on there that'll leave you absolutely scratching your head. But I was thinking, hey, maybe I can get this guy 75, 100 to 1, something like that, throw a couple shekels on it, and see if it plays out. Couldn't even bet on it. I was highly disappointed.
And he's not even there.
Wasn't
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's unbelievable. I mean, look, he didn't blow anybody away in the game against Auburn, but he did blow everybody away, including Louisville, at Louisville. So I don't blame you, Trent. That wasn't that's pretty enterprising on your part to snoop around to see if you could find something on that. I can't believe that his name, though, wasn't even there. They're the defending national champions. You would have thought that at least his name might be, you know, in a scrap heap someplace where you could have resurrected it and had it available to lay something on it. That's shocking to me. Even after the game that he had against Louisville, it was nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Not listed out of the 30 players or so listed. I mean, you got Shea Patterson listed, the Ole Miss quarterback. He's 100-1. You got Mark Walton of Miami at 100-1. Derwin James of Florida State. You got all these guys, and you can't give me Kelly Bryant? I wasn't real pleased about that. I'll have to find another online. If this was legal, I'd be searching around trying to find another one that has it listed. You think I can do that?
Hey, go for it, pal. I'm good with anything because I find it highly entertaining when you're doing this. And then you refuse to listen to me like last night. And did you take a taste on the game last night? And did you follow what I said?
I did. I followed the hot streak of Jim Brinson. After Jimmy B goes 5-0 with his picks against the number on Friday, he comes back. He gives us the Lions. I jumped on board with you last night. Didn't even need the 3.5 that was out there. Shouldn't have just gone on the money line. Jimmy B, for the first time in our 2 years together, you're actually doing something well.
Well, I'm a slow starter, Trent. Okay. All right. It takes me time to warm up. Give me a year or two, and then I start to get in a groove.
That's how it works. I understand. Well, we'll be talking some Cyclones a little bit later on. Some big news on the basketball front. We mentioned that yesterday with the commitment of Halliburton, so we'll get into that with Alex Halstead. A bye week for the football team. Get through the non-conference at 2-1. We said at minimum they had to be this for bowl eligibility. A big one a week from Thursday against Texas. And we'll get into that a little bit more later on, Jimmy B. But I want to start with that game that I mentioned with Penn State and Saquon Barkley coming to town and the Penn State Nittany Lions. And as we kind of open things up, Monday's more of a review day looking back, but we're starting to take a peek forward. And some comments from over in Iowa City today as the press conferences were happening, the players were talking over there. And really one of the biggest things that I took away and I looked at that I was a little bit surprised by is that the comments from Saquon Barkley a year ago about Iowa basically quitting in the second half of that football game, that hasn't something that has resonated there. It hasn't been a talking point from the coaches by Chris Doyle in the strength and conditioning. It hasn't been planted all over, you know, the quote all over in everybody's locker, anything like that. It really hasn't been a talking point. And I found that interesting because it felt like, you know, that'd be easy. That'd be an easy one that you put out there to get the guys revved up. Say what you will about bulletin board material. I'm not a big believer in it, but we've seen it used in the past, and I figured that would be something that was going to be used. But the more I thought about it, Jim, I came to this conclusion. Remember what happened a year ago after they went out there to State College and got obliterated? The next week was the Michigan game. And I'm sure that quote, that was used as motivation a year ago going into that Michigan game. And I'm going to guess Kirk Ferentz, smart enough and has been around the block long enough to understand, you know, you can't go to the same well too often. You can't be using the same quotes. It loses a little bit if you go that route. So instead of using that, going a different direction this week.
I see where you're going there. It's one of these things where the quarterback who played last year at Penn State, no longer in the program. Lots of players who played in that game are gone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different, this team has a different feel to it than what last year's did. I don't know, Trent. Here's my take on it is basically Penn State, we're still not really how good they are. We really don't know yet how good they really are because they played Pitt, and Pitt isn't any good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what Oklahoma State did to them.
They had to go to overtime to beat Youngstown State.
Yeah, and then they played Georgia State, and that wasn't any good. So I'm still kind of up in the air. I haven't made a determination yet on how I think this game is going to go. Look, I think Iowa's got a 50-50 shot.
Wow.
I mean, this is, yeah, I do. I think that they have that opportunity, that it's there. At this moment, I feel like that. They were dreadful in the first half against North Texas, shut them out in the second half, won the game going away, could have scored more. But North Texas I put in the same category as Georgia State. So we really didn't get, you know, a true look at a game three from either of these teams playing against some sort of quality type opponent. So I'm still a little up in the air here.
Mm-hmm.
I know McSorley can throw it.
Yes.
I know they got guys who can catch it. I know Barkley can run it, but I'm not sold yet on their defense yet, mm-hmm. just because they haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
And Iowa with the big dudes up front, you know, they're going to try to control that line of scrimmage. That's their plan going into every game. So that's where I'm conflicted right now on this game. And I know the line is out, and it is what? Hasn't it dropped down to about 11.5 now?
Yeah, I've seen it 12.5 right in that range.
Yeah.
Not sure exactly where it is right now, but yeah,
okay.
It opened up
right
13.5, right there.
Right.
Yeah, it's certainly, let's see right now, 12.5 is across the board right now in Vegas.
Okay, all right. And so right now, I've got a coin flip. Now, that'll have to change as we get to Friday, and I will, but at the moment, and before I start to really assess what I think can be done here and take a look at some film, then I'm going to, you know, make my pick. But right now, Trent, there's no reason that Iowa should get blown out on their home field. There's just no reason for that to take place.
Well, and another thing, and you're kind of skirting around it, but I think it's a good point, Jimmy B., is this is a different football team from Iowa than what we saw a year ago, and especially offensively. You know, they are what they are defensively. There are new names and new faces there, but we know for the most part what they're going to do. But offensively, think of the guys that are going to be playing in this game, playing prominent roles that weren't a part of it last year. Matt Vandenberg, he was hurt for the game. Noah Fant really wasn't a part of the offense a year ago. Brandon Smith, a true freshman, caught his first ball last week. Alaric Jackson. You continue on, you look at the other skill position guys. TJ Hawkinson, Nick Easley, Amir Smith-Marset, of course the quarterback, Nathan Stanley. You go through and you look at this team, you look even at the kicker spot, and Miguel Racinos, who's been incredibly good. This offense has a different look, not just in terms of personnel where, you know, you go back and you try to replay last year and those comments. I don't know if they resonate with this team because, for the most part, this group wasn't a big part of that last year. It is a different team.
Yeah.
And then you take it a step further, and we know how different this offense looks this year than the 5 years previous under the regime of Greg Davis. It is a different-looking offense. They're taking shots downfield. They're making plays in the passing game that weren't there in the 5 years previous. And that's why I certainly give this team a better shot than I did back when we were talking about these matchups and we were going through, you know, during the summer months. I didn't give them a good shot at this one at all. I didn't think it was a very good matchup for them just because of the explosiveness of Penn State. And I didn't think Iowa could keep up. Now, at the very least, I can talk myself into Iowa keeping pace. I don't think they can win it 44-41. But if this game is 31-27, I think Iowa can be that 31. I think they can put that kind of points on the board against Penn State, something I didn't think during the summertime.
The thing that will be, I think, the most crucial in this contest will be if Iowa's secondary can deal with the wideouts of Penn State and McSorley at quarterback. And will there be a pass rush? That was one thing that, you know, you against Iowa State, did they ever sack Park at Iowa State?
Just one time.
No.
Just one time. Yeah.
Did they ever sack the guy at North Texas?
Not a whole lot.
So that's, if you give McSorley a chance, you're going to have to get him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know they don't like to blitz a lot, and they just like to stay pretty well stock defense. But they may have to come up, I think, Trent, with a few wrinkles if Penn State's having success early in this game through the air. Like we saw in North Texas, have success through the air. That's Iowa State had success through the air. That's something that, you know, Barkley can catch it coming out of the backfield, too. So they're going to be like what you saw when, and I'll go back to Christian McCaffrey at Stanford, where they tried to get the ball into his hands as much as they can. This is a similar situation. Penn State, they want to get the ball into Barkley's hands as often as they possibly can and mostly try to get him some space to do what he can do. Is that fair?
Yeah. McSorley, as good as he is, and he's very good on the run, getting outside the pocket, there are times that he does struggle with accuracy. Those defensive ends are going to have to be very good. And I wonder, you know, A.J. Epenesa, we've seen him out there a whole lot this year. But you wonder with Epenesa if this is a game where maybe the snap count goes down just a little bit because you have to contain on the outside. They need him playing at a high level. I've mentioned my concerns about Josie Jewell. He doesn't look right. He doesn't have the same quickness that we saw out of him over the last two seasons. They need their outside guys to be playing at a high level, and you wonder if that's going to be a part of it. Because if you can keep McSorley in the pocket and you just make him a pocket passer, he is not nearly the threat that he is when he's out there on the run, has that RPO, the run-pass option that Penn State loves to do. If you can keep him there, Iowa, I think, has the defensive ends and the defensive tackles to do that. If they do that, hey, you can slow this team down. You're not going to stop. Saquon Barkley's going to have a monster play.
He just is.
Yep. He's going to have a play either in the run game or him outside where he's going to get past somebody and he's going to make a big play. But if you do that with McSorley and you have him throw the football 27 to 30 times and do it from the pocket, I think you're going to be successful if you're Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, too, is that we don't really know how good Penn State's defense is. Mm-hmm. Is Watley? There's no Butler, so it's pretty much Adgren Watley who's going to be packing the pigskin. So, are they a very good run stopping defense? We don't know,
right?
Because they did nothing against Pitt. Pitt didn't do anything, and you couldn't tell anything against Georgia State. So we don't really know how they're going to respond defensively to a top running back and a quarterback, despite the fact that he's brand new. He's had success throwing the football in the last couple of games. So from that standpoint, is their secondary a terrific cover secondary? Are they going to be able to keep Vandenberg in check? Are they going to be able to handle tight ends? Are they going to be able to handle Noah Font for that matter? So those are the unknowns going into this game, which is why I'm glad it's only Tuesday and I don't have to make that pick yet.
We got a few days before we get into that. Well, coming up on the other side, we'll shift our attention from the Hawkeyes over to the Cyclones. Alex Halstead will join us from 24/7 SportsCycloneAlert.com. He's up on the other side here. This portion of the program presented by Villaggio. You're in the market for some great Italian food. Two locations here in the metro. Down the original south in Norwalk and the new one in Urbandale on 100th Street. You're looking for good, real Italian food. Homemade. Make it Villaggio your next night out. We'll take the time out. Talking Cyclones next with Alex Halstead.
Your home and away voice for UNI football. 1700 KBGG.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by ADT. Home isn't just a place, it's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
Adaptability. No matter what the situation you're in, it's important. Fisher Plows knows that too. And with that in mind, they've crafted the Fisher XLS Expandable Length Commercial Snow Plow. The XLS can expand from 8 to 10 feet, then angle the wings to a scoop or ultimate windrowing configuration. That's adaptability and efficiency. 30% more efficiency, to be exact. Learn more about XLS and other Fisher plows at Schuling Hitch Company, Des Moines and Ames. SchulingHitchCompany.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we are back. We go to just 5 o'clock today, and the reason is the Hawkeye Huddle comes up at that time, and it runs an hour from 5 until 6. But right now, we're going to switch our attention and go to Iowa State. The Cyclones, with a bye week for football, get all the little things healed up and get ready for Texas. Joining us is our Cyclone Insider. It's Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Alex, good afternoon, pal.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing this week?
It's a good week for us. Of course, we're always good because we're not beat up or banged up from playing in a football game. So let's start there, Alex. The troops for the Cyclones, what is the medical report? Anybody serious at all?
Yeah, this bye week is kind of a good time for them, and I guess I get a little week off too, to some degree. But, you know, for them, injury-wise, it hasn't been terrible so far, but there are some guys that will benefit from this bye week. Obviously, that's led by safety Kamari Cotton-Moya, who injured his elbow against Iowa, missed, I think, most of that second half, for sure the fourth quarter and part of that third quarter. And he was day-to-day all last week, getting closer and closer, but didn't play Saturday against Akron. Campbell said he's still on that day-to-day list, but he thinks Kamari is going to at least try and play against Texas. Now, that's not a Saturday game. It'll be Thursday, September 28th. So it's a little bit closer, but this bye week and the fact that he didn't play last week, I think, should help him get back. They're hoping he's back by that Big 12 opener. And then there's DeAndre Payne, who really only played a series, I think, against Akron. He tweaked his hamstring in that game, and it doesn't sound like it's a severe hamstring thing, but it was enough for them to hold him out the rest of that game, and he didn't play really at all on Saturday. Campbell said he goes on that day-to-day list too. You know, hamstring, it's harder to judge. You know, it's kind of just a feel thing, but he shouldn't be out very long, and I think the hope is Texas, but that one was a little bit less certain than maybe their hope for Kamari Cotton-Moya. Those are the main two injuries right now, but there are a couple guys we haven't really seen. We still haven't seen Jamal Johnson through three games. He's gotten closer and closer, and you wonder if after this bye week he'll be able to play, so he'll be one other name to watch, even though his injury isn't as recent.
Well, with those injuries in the defensive backfield, Alex, an opportunity for a couple of true freshmen to get out there. Tell us what you saw out of Keontae Jones, a name that Cyclone fans know very well, and also Richard Bowens III.
Yeah, those are, you know, two of the guys that Campbell talked about earlier when he brought up a handful of the true freshmen who impressed him in fall camp or could play this year. Those were two of the guys, and obviously their situation was helped a little bit, I think, probably by pain, but they were both guys that were nearing playing either way. And so they actually, you know, Campbell thought played both, you know, really well in their first games. That brings their redshirt or their true freshman total to, I think, now 4 on the season that they've burned redshirts on. And Those are guys, you know, Bowens has been here since January as an early enrollee, so he kind of is thought of a little bit differently, not as that typical true freshman because he went through spring ball. He had more time in the conditioning program and that sort of thing. But Keontae Jones is a guy that has really impressed him since he got here. You know, he was a safety out of high school, has moved to corner. Will eventually be able to play either or. But, you know, quite impressive for that family in general because DeShante Jones, we saw come play as a true freshman last year as a receiver. Now his brother comes from the same high school and is playing his, three games into his true freshman season. So that duel will be big for Iowa State, you know, really for years to come.
Take me to Joel Lanning. And now they have played three games, 2-1 record. Lanning had his best game as a linebacker, making the switch from quarterback. Had a sack, had an interception. Is the transformation complete? Now, does he just get better as a linebacker? And we don't even discuss the quarterback thing anymore.
Yeah, my biggest question after the Iowa game was, is this just always going to be a learning process? And maybe the negative in it all is that he only has this 1 year. Because I think if he had another year, I think by next year you'd really see him be a good linebacker. You know, the biggest thing for him is not really the athleticism. He's been able to get mostly where he needs to be and sideline to sideline and that sort of thing. The biggest thing for him is just learning everything and knowing when to always be in the right gap and to always be in the right place. You know, he made the one mistake against Iowa that ended up being, you know, a big one. You know, it wasn't just his fault that Wadley scored that 46-yard catch and run touchdown, but, you know, he put a lot of the blame on himself there. That was really his one big mistake, and it wasn't an athleticism thing or anything. He was not really in the right spot. So that's kind of what the big learning thing is for him, and we're just 3 weeks in, and like you said, I think now he's kind of settled in. It's just making sure he continues to learn and always be in that right spot, because if he's in the right spot, he can make plays to the point where Iowa State needs him to. So it's going to be interesting, I think, really once we get to Big 12 play and to see how that affects him. It's going to be a little bit different than what we've seen. We've seen teams air it out, you know, so far. Iowa passed more than they had in the first few weeks. Akron passed a ton more than they had in their first few weeks. So he has had to cover the pass, but it's going to be a little bit different with how spread out Big 12 offenses are, especially just the spread things, how he adapts to that. But, you know, he definitely has a lot more confidence now, I think, than he did going into week one.
Alex, want to jump over to the offensive line. We see Sean Foster go in, playing a lot at that right tackle position. Looks like, you know, both of those guys are going to see action the rest of the year, but a couple of young guys certainly with big upside going forward. They've been able to keep Jacob Clark Park pretty clean throughout this season. I still have a few concerns, though, in the run game. I think David Montgomery might be covering up some of those inadequacies. We saw what Tom Manning did with this offensive line a year ago. How much more upside for 2017 do you see in this offensive line?
Yeah, I think those are all good points. They've given up one sack through 3 weeks. There's only four teams that have played three games and given up one sack or fewer. Army hasn't given up any, but they've passed the ball, I think, 18 times in three games. Iowa State's with Mississippi State, then in Minnesota, who have given up one sack. I think he's been hurried five times, although that's kind of a subjective stat sometimes when you see it on the stat sheets. But he really hasn't been hit, like you said. And so they've done well in that part. Part of it is the offensive line. Part of it is Park has been a good decision maker in terms of when to get rid of the ball, when to roll out. You know, Landon, we always saw, want to try to do something and kind of run, and so that maybe led to a few more sacks. But I think the run game is something that Montgomery has made it a little easier to overlook when he's broken 36 tackles, according to Pro Football Focus, in 3 weeks, and that helps you overlook some of it. He's gaining some of it on his own. The offensive line run game is definitely improved, but I think there is more upside, and Campbell even talked about that yesterday on the conference call, was that this bye week he wants to really see the offensive line consistent. He was a little off, but when asked about the Sean Foster stuff after Akron game, because we saw Sean Foster get his first start, but then we saw Bryce Meeker start the second half, you know, he said one of those guys has to step up and take it, is kind of what he said. So he does want to see more consistency, and I think there is another level for them to get to, especially in the run game, and then not looking too far ahead, but I think 2018, when they really have all these guys in the program for a while, that's when we could really see Tom Manning's offensive line hitting its stride for the first time, really.
Alex Halstead is our guest, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. He's on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, we watched Texas-USC on Saturday night. Hell of a game. Texas defense has changed my mind a lot with the way that they played against USC. I thought this was a game that was for the taking for Iowa State since they were going to play them at home. Now I'm not so sure about that if indeed Texas comes in and plays with a similar fire that we saw last Saturday. Your takeaway on Texas and their defense matched up against Iowa State's offense?
Yeah, I think their defense definitely, what we've seen from their defense the last couple of weeks, San Jose State's harder to judge, but when they did it against USC, you know, that does, I think, bring up the biggest question of maybe why some people are more in the middle. When I think a couple of variables will make the game interesting. A Thursday night, you know, those games at Jack Trice have traditionally been just a little bit different. Even the Oklahoma game last year was a lot closer than, you know, it should have been on paper. And they played Texas, you know, at home on a Thursday before and that sort of thing. I think that will add something to it. The first Big 12 game, both teams coming out 5 weeks always makes it a little interesting. But, you know, Texas's defense is the big thing that if they do play that way, it's going to be maybe a much different game than I think we expected a few weeks ago. You know, that's the big question there. I'm not really sold on Texas's offense yet, especially I think it depends on, you know, which quarterback they have. They're still working through that health issue. But, you know, if they play anywhere like they did against USC, I think it's going to be a very difficult game for Iowa State. But, you know, one thing with Iowa State that, you know, they talked about after Saturday's game, they weren't really thrilled with the offense, even though they scored 41 points. You know, Lazard thought they left a couple scores out there. So the offense can get much better, but it's going to have to hit that stride against that defense probably.
Alex Halstead joining us 24/7 sports at CycloneAlert.com on the Draft House 50 hotline. Alex, over to some recruiting news. Let's start on the football front yesterday. And another big receiver getting ready to make his way to Ames. Sean Shaw Jr., a 6'6" receiver from down in Oklahoma. Boy, it looks like this staff loves those big guys out wide.
Yeah, they've really liked big receivers. That's kind of try to recruit guys, not just a receiver, but also tight end, obviously, that create mismatches in this conference. And Sean Shaw is a guy that they hope can do that. They brought him in for the perfect game. He came in for the season opener and watched Hakeem Butler and Al Mazzard both go off. And I think he told me after that visit that Iowa State uses size at receiver like a lot of teams in the country don't. That's kind of what impressed him, was just the way they used Hakeem Butler and Al Mazzard. Obviously, they graduate Mazzard, and that was one thing he liked, was just there might be some openings for a guy that's 6'6 on the outside. So they've really liked him. You know, the word I've kind of heard is that he's got some freakish type of tendencies. I think he's got to continue to get faster. But, you know, he has some of the attributes there that, you know, just on paper and what he's done on film and in his season so far, they really like. And he becomes Iowa State's top-rated recruit right now, right above, you know, Rial Mitchell. So, a good get for them, and their class is not moving really fast, and they're at 15 commits, but they're slowly adding the pieces they've been pushing for a long time, because they've been recruiting Shaw for several months. Their last commit, Greg Eisworth, a JUCO safety, they've been recruiting him for a while. They're only adding him, you know, once every couple of weeks, you know, here in the season, but they're the guys that they've wanted to get and have pinpointed several months ago.
Alex, we've got a few more minutes left. Let's quickly shift gears and go to basketball. And head coach Steve Prohm is already having success on the recruiting trail. Fill everybody in on Halliburton and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, a good 7 days for Steve Prohm. Last Tuesday, they picked up Zion Griffin, a wing out of Chicago area that, you know, we've got as a top 100 player in the country, and really emerged as a big-time player in the summer. And, you know, people I've talked to think he'll be a steel-type player. I mean, he's highly rated, but kind of a guy that went under the radar until July. And then yesterday they got Tyrese Halliburton, a point guard / two guard, can be kind of a combo guard for Iowa State. Another guy that really rose in the summer. You know, he grew 2 to 3 inches in the last year. He's 6'5 now. So he grew a lot, and then people saw him in AAU, and he got Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa State, and some other, Cincinnati. And he ended it yesterday. Him and Griffin had become friends kind of at a camp this summer that they played on the same team for a week or so. And so Griffin had been recruiting him. Iowa State went in home last, then committed without taking any more visits. So two good players for them. Right now they're 24th nationally now in the recruiting rankings. And they still got a couple scholarships that I think if they could get the players they want, this could be a really good, solid class for Iowa State come November.
So what is left on the recruiting front? What are they kind of looking at here? I know there was some talk of a possibility, a mid-year transfer. That's a possibility as they left a spot open. What's going forward, do you think, the blueprint of what Coach Prohm's looking to put together?
Yeah, the thought has been two guards and two forwards, and they do have that scholarship open for this year that they could use mid-year. But I think if they get the pieces they want, instead they'll just take four high schoolers and leave that. You know, by hopefully in their minds, November, and then just leave that, you know, spot open through the year, obviously. There's really three names to continue to watch now is Zion Griffin and Tyrese Halliburton committed. One of them is George Condit, the forward from Chicago. He's really between Iowa State, Illinois, New Mexico. He's been to Iowa State in Illinois. He's going to go to New Mexico the weekend of the 29th and then decide on October 2nd. I think it's really Iowa State and Illinois. Iowa State's in a pretty good spot. Illinois thinks they're moving into a good spot, so that'll be a battle between those two. But he knows Zion Griffin well, being from Chicago. Taylen Horton Tucker is a guy also out of Chicago. They all know each other. He's really blown up, but it sounds like Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa State, Illinois are kind of the schools to watch there. He hasn't taken any visits. And the last guy, the guy we talked about a lot, is Tyler Harris, and it'll be interesting to see how he still fits into the plans. Could be that second guard, and him and Halliburton can complement each other, but he's got a lot of unknowns in his recruitment right now. He's just kind of been pretty quiet. But those are really the three names to know as Iowa State goes into the next 3-4 weeks or so.
Hey, one more thing quickly. Sorry to cut you off there, Jim. Wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of injuries. Terrence Lewis had that injury during the summertime. The latest that you've heard about that. And then Hans Brace, the fifth-year grad transfer from Princeton, looking to make his way back after an ACL surgery. What's the latest that you've heard on those two guys?
Yeah, with Brace first, you know, they don't start practice this weekend, but I think the next weekend, that last weekend of September, they're going to jump into practice. And Prohm said they thought he was going to be pretty much cleared by then. They might keep him out of a few things here or there in those first couple weeks just to not overdo it. But they thought, you know, Hans Brace was going to be cleared by then, so he's got another week and a half or so before they'll practice, and he should be good to go. They don't have any concerns once the season gets here. And then Lewis has been healthy. You know, they actually had a ton of injuries through the summer, mostly minor things, but Jeff Beverly came in with a little bit banged up, you know, from pickup before he got to Iowa State. Terrence Lewis got hurt in Cap City. Obviously, Brace has had the surgery. Shayat got banged up, but it sounds like they're getting mostly healthy right in time for practice, which I think they're going to begin right around September 29th or so.
It's amazing. Great minds think alike, because I was going to ask you exactly the same question that Trent did. That's why we love doing this show together. Alex, it's great to have you as always, and next week we get to talk about Texas and the Cyclones. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
There you go, Alex Halstead on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Kind of nice, Trent, when you get that bye week and you're sitting at 2-1 and you're not 0-3 or, you know, 1-2 and looking, you know, destitute already. That positive vibe is still there if you're a Cyclone fan.
We said they had to be at this point at minimum to have a realistic chance at a bowl. I'm still there.
Yes.
I think the middle of the Big 12 is not as good as some people anticipated it's going to be. At the top level, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, we know they're very good. But now the Kansas State loss to Vanderbilt, I understand Vandy can pack a D, but boy, scoring 7 points and having 260 yards of total offense in that one, that was a head-scratcher. We know Baylor is down. TCU, some people are excited about them. I still think that game in Ames, they got a shot to win that one. Texas Tech, though looking better, still a winnable game. Of course, Kansas. And then maybe the biggest of all, though, the game next Thursday against Texas could be such a huge swing game. To get to 3-1, to have that positive momentum, a mini bye then after that as well, as you don't play on Saturday before you go down to Oklahoma, the opportunity is there. I said if they get through the first four at 3-1, they're going to a bowl game. Rather than 2-1, that means you got to beat Texas. It's all in front of them. One thing is for certain, though, Jimmy B, this Iowa State team is a lot better than I think a lot of people even thought they were going to be this year. This team is a good football team, I think, across the board. Yeah, are there things to improve? Absolutely. But they're better than I anticipated, and I thought they were going to be pretty good.
Yeah, we both did. We thought, in fact, we both said they had a chance to be 3-0, and we both picked them to win against Iowa. So from that standpoint, at 2-1, you take it, And you're right. They do get this off. Then they do get that mini break that you just talked about, having the Thursday night game. So they get even a little longer break to prepare for the next opponent. Not a bad schedule for Iowa State. By the way, Fox TV has announced now that the Big 12 championship game will be played on December 2nd in Dallas, and the kick is 11:30 in the morning Central Time.
Early start to things with the Big 12 championship game. Are we going to see Iowa State there, Jimmy B?
I don't think they're going to make that, but I don't think that's the I don't think that's on the table.
Okay.
But I do. I'm with you. If they beat Texas, they're gonna get in to a bowl game if they beat Texas.
We'll take the timeout here, and we're gonna rev up the Condon Casino. I got some prop bets for Jimmy B. We're gonna give him some fake money because you know he can't trust the guy with real money. We'll give him some fake money to play around with. We'll do that coming up on the other side. He can join us as well here. 515-264-1700. Back with more Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Sponsored by AutoZone. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. See store for details. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
See it, choose it, love it with Estee Lauder's free gift, your choice. Worth up to $150, it's yours free with just a $35 Estee Lauder purchase. With 7 pieces in all, it's an incredible value. And you can choose your skincare and makeup. Come into Macy's, and you'll also get a 10-day sample of Double Wear Longwear Foundation in your perfect shade. Quantities are limited, so don't miss the Estee Lauder free gift. Now through September 23rd at Macy's and Macy's.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. 3643 and online, wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we are back. We roll to the top of the hour. The Hawkeye Huddle, then, will have you from 5 until 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. All right, Trent, I know that you've been waiting on this. Yes, we're headed to one of my favorite places. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Condon Casino.
We fire up the music as you make your way in. Jim Brinson, the Condon Casino, one of the favorite places, a destination, if you will, for gamblers across the state of Iowa, always trying to make their way into the Condon Casino. And Jim Brinson, today I am giving you $100 in comped chips. You can play with these as you may. You can't take them with you, though, all right? You can't take these with you. You do actually need to bet them here at the window, all right?
Okay, fair enough.
Let's start with the one that I gave you a little preview on. The first NFL coach to be fired this season. This includes dismissal, firing, resigning, or retirement. First to be let go, Jimmy B. Your betting favorite. Who do you think it is?
This is a tough one for me because I really thought that John Fox would really be maybe the first guy to go in Chicago. But I'm not so sure now that that's going to be the case. I just have this feeling that they're just going to run with this thing and let it play itself out. And then everybody is screaming for Mitchell Trubisky to be at quarterback. They're going to play Glennon again. It's already been announced. He's going to play in the next game for Chicago. So I really had favored John Fox here, but I'm kind of leaning a little bit, just a little bit now, to the New York Jets and Todd Bowles.
Okay.
They are terrible.
They're bad.
They're just awful. They can't do anything offensively, and the Raiders lit them up big time, 45-20 over the weekend. So if I had a couple of shekels, how much are you giving me? $100?
$100 to play with today, Jimmy B.
All right, I would put 20 down on Todd Bowles of the Jets.
Todd Bowles. Well, you will get him at the Connick Casino at 30-1. Those are the odds.
Woo!
Right now. Nice price there. Also, John Fox is also 30-1 if you want to lay a little bit on top of that. You can get both those guys right now at 30-1. But the betting favorite right now, in fact, it is negative money. You got to lay a $180. Chuck Pagano, the betting favorite right now. First NFL coach to be let go. Second on the list, Ben McAdoo after last night. He's 5-2. Marvin Lewis up next. He's at 8-1. This was the one that surprised me, though. Fourth on the list, first coach to be fired. The New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, at 10-1.
Yes. Yeah, I thought about Payton, but I don't see them doing that, not two games in. That would be a panic move by the owner at that time. I don't see that. I do see the Chuck Pagano thing, and I thought about Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. But remember, they do not have their starting quarterback. Andrew Luck is not playing. And they're putting this together with a patchwork team right now. I thought Brissett did a pretty good job in their game last weekend. I really did. I thought that he gave them a chance to win that game. Didn't get done, but he gave them the opportunity, and that's all you can ask for. I mean, they lost to Arizona in overtime, Trent, 16-13.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that might have saved Pagano for a while. I just think the Andrew Luck thing, I don't know if they could cut Pagano when he's playing with such a badly dealt hand on offense, to use another gambling term.
Well, here's the thing. Pagano, though, I mean, he's been in trouble there for so long, and I don't think any excuse is going to work out, and I can certainly see why he's the betting favorite. You like underdogs, Jimmy B. Long shots. Here's the ultimate long shot. You want to bet on Bill Belichick, the first coach to be fired. 5,000 to 1 is where he could get it right now. I mean, it would take a scandal of epic proportions. We're talking dark Joe Paterno kind of stuff for that to happen. We're not even going to think about that. All right, one more trek here at the Kona Casino. Jimmy B., I'm going to let you make a bet. Right now, after seeing these teams in action the first 2 weeks, who are you going to bet on to get to the Super Bowl? Win the AFC. We'll start on the AFC side. The Patriots, the favorite, they're 2-1. The Steelers at 4-1. You have the Raiders at 5-1. And the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-1. And if you want to go deeper, I can give you the numbers. To get to the Super Bowl, who are you picking out of the AFC?
Give me those again on the Raiders and Kansas City. Did you say 8-1 on Kansas City?
Chiefs are 8-1. Raiders are 5-1.
Okay. I will take the Raiders at 5-1. I think that they have a legit opportunity and enough talent on both sides of the ball to beat New England, especially after what I saw Kansas City do to New England in the first game. I think the Raiders can do similar things that Kansas City did. Don't get me wrong, I like the Chiefs right now. I think they're playing terrific football, but for some reason, a lame duck team playing in Oakland this season and next, and then moving to Las Vegas, I just have this feeling. If you were going to ask me, I've got 80 left, I would throw it at 5-1 on the Oakland Raiders.
Well, look at that. So you're not even going to take a fire at the NFC. You're using it all on the Raiders, huh?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Well, just for...
Yeah. Okay. Let me do this. Okay, let me do this then. Let me change.
All right.
Let me do 60... on the Raiders, and now I got 10 left for the NFC.
All right, 10 left for the NFC. The Falcons right now, the betting favorite, they're 7-2. The Cowboys, Seahawks, both at 5-1. The Packers at plus 550. Those are the favorites. You got the Vikings at 10-1. The Panthers at 12-1. Eagles, Buccaneers, Lions, you can all get at 15-1. And if you want to bet on my Bears, you can get them at 250-1, Jimmy B.
I'm telling you, the NFC looks horrible in comparison to the AFC this year. I mean, through the first two games, the AFC is way more dominant than the NFC. But if I was going to take a flyer on a team in the NFC, I'm going to throw it. What was the Carolina Panthers again?
12-1 to win the NFC.
They just lost their tight end, Greg Olsen, who's a terrific player. But their defense is really good. Might be able to get them through a couple of games. I don't know. I like Philadelphia, too.
Yeah, I do,
too. I like the Eagles. I like Detroit with what they're doing. What's Detroit? You didn't tell me Detroit.
15-1 also.
I'm taking Detroit with those odds.
You might as well burn your money. It is the Detroit Lions we're talking about, after all. Jimmy B., how was your trip to the Condon Casino?
It was awesome. Absolutely awesome. I love the Condon Casino. Try the veal.
Yes, it's always good. The buffet, hey, I even got a free buffet ticket here for you, Jimmy B. I know you like that.
You're the best.
No, that'll do it for Jimmy B and TC, but you don't have to go anywhere. Coming up on the other side, Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge will be here. It's the Hawkeye Huddle, and it's next on 1700 KBGG.
Dave Ramsey, join me every Monday through Friday from 9 till noon.
Courtesy of Mediacom Careers
on 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dude's Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Demand for top talent is high. Let Account Temps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Napa Know How!
Getting the best usually costs a pretty penny. But when it comes to getting one of the best motor oils, your pennies don't have to be pretty at all. Because Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $5.59 a quart. So open up that piggy bank and treat yourself to the best with Valvoline Full Synthetic. Now just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG.